We believe this will bridge gaps that have hitherto existed between the university, the public and the private sectors on the one hand, and between academia and the wider community on the other hand. Academia-private sector interface. Your Excellency, there is already good illustration of this paradigm shift in the Bacteria University private sector, established by the University Council in 2006 as a three-way bridge between academia, the private and public sector. One of its most remarkable achievements has been the launch of the proposed owner, Professor Ali Mazrui, in particular, the proposed Ali Mazrui Chair in Endowment and the East African Ali Mazrui Center for Global Studies at Makerere University, Kampala. This was launched on the 1st of August last year with Professor Mazrui himself in attendance. The Makerere University Private Sector Forum is a validation of your excellence in leadership in championing private sector-led economic development in Uganda, that it has been based on a sound philosophical and policy premise. Regrettably, this has often been overlooked. However, a prominent Ugandan scholar and author based in Nigeria by the name of Professor Okello Ochuli has credited Your Excellency's government and Makerere University for the honor given to Professor Andrew Drew. And I quote, in the editor's note of the article in this week's Tambazuka News, Okello Ochuli reminisces how Tajuddin might have responded a recently announced joint initiative between Uganda President Museveni and Makerere University to honor Professor Mazrui by establishing a new center for global studies and scholarship fund in his name. So how has he, that is Tajuddin, the quote continues, from after Africa, Mazrui's colleague, responded to the initiative by Makerere University and President Museveni's government to honor President Ali Alamin Mazrui. The honor is reported to be a product of Makerere University Private Sector Forum, whose vision is to develop the university's capacity to raise funds that will later on promote the exchange of professors between Makerere and other foreign institutions of learning. Tajuddin must have immediately chuckled in his sarcastic mark. It is a gesture he would have expected from Museveni, who is himself a graduate of political science and author of a book on the drama of his record as a political actor. Close quote. Your Excellency, some of the leading business and private sector leaders here present were initially invited by the Faculty of Technology. It was for a separate demo of the Kira Eve electrical car on this same day. This was at the recommendation of Chancellor Professor Mondo Kagunyara, who is a passionate promoter of the car project. He was one of the first people personally donate this project. This example of partnership with private and public sector leaders towards commercial production of the Kira Eve is further proof of the three-way bridge envisaged in the 10-year strategic plan. Innovations at Makerere. I would like to say a special thanks to you, Your Excellency, for the mega support to the Faculty of Technology estimated at 25 billion over the next 5 years. A major component of this will go to the design, development and construction of the Kira Eve, Uganda's first electrical car, to which you gave the name. Animal resources and development. Your challenges, the same paradigm shift can also be seen in achievements by our school of veterinary medicine. In the past, traditional veterinary training has divorced students and academia from problem-solving engagement and innovation. As a result, Uganda's diverse animal resources and industries have been underdeveloped. They have been dominated by poor practices and steep in ivory tower training models. But thanks to your excellency's assistance, a joint strategic partnership has now developed between the government and Makerere. Thus, we have embarked on major educational and institutional reforms. These are aimed at transforming Uganda's diverse animal resources into modern and export-oriented industry. In this regard, the University Council has, one, approved the transformation of the faculty into the School of Veterinary Medicine to align veterinary and paraveterinary education to international standards and promote exports from the Ugandan animal sector. Two, approved affiliation of Sheikh Technical Veterinary School in the Greater Horn of Eastern Africa, the largest exporter of livestock in Africa, to Makerere University. This will provide and export technical assistance to the region. A similar arrangement is being worked out for Southern Sudan, Rwanda, and DRC. We have approved also the establishment of the African Institute for Strategic Animal Resources, Services and Development, AFRISA, as it is known, as a joint government academia agency that will take the university to the communication. It will synergize government advisory programs such as NAS. It will also develop a sustainable and fast-track youth skills development and training for livestock and service providers. It will promote leadership and transformative skills, innovations, and community services through unique academic public-private sector partnerships. Your Excellency will be happy to know that in the last 4 months, over 60 youth have been on a brigade campaign spraying and treating cattle and mobilizing community to stamp out sleeping sickness in the districts of northern Uganda, Soroti and Serere. Furthermore, I wish to express our gratitude to the government and the development partners because, one, government has provided $1 billion for appraisal infrastructural development through the scheme for production and employment in the animal industry. Two, government has provided 1 square mile ranch in Champa and the district for a livestock research and technology center. This will provide skills, technology and services to neighboring communities and beyond. Government has also provided land at Machesa Farm for the practical skills development center to provide skills, technology and services to the neighboring communities and beyond. Four, government is establishing the National Animal Disease Diagnostic Center at the veterinary school through the Ministry of Agriculture and Animal Industry. This is in partnership with Japan International Development Agency, JICA. The center will provide quality disease surveillance and referral diagnostic services to farmers, private sector, and government, as well as in the East African region. Five, government has supported the establishment of the Regional Center for Integrated Management of Transboundary Animal Diseases in partnership with North Dakota State and Michigan State Universities in the USA. This is under the Unified Higher Education for Development Initiative. The work will start in April next year. Collegiate University formation. Recently, Mackay University transformed, as the Vice Chancellor has suggested briefly, into a collegiate university with 8 constituent colleges and 2 schools, to be established not later than the 1st of July 2011. These will be the colleges of agriculture and environmental sciences, humanities, computing and information sciences, business and management sciences, education and external studies, natural sciences, engineering, design and technology, and health sciences, established on 1st of December 2007. The faculties of law and the veterinary medicine will be transformed into schools of law and veterinary medicine respectively. This is aimed at improving service delivery, reducing red tape, and quality enhancement in our core functions of the university. Upstanding campuses. Due to an ever-increasing number of students eligible for higher institutions of learning, thanks to universal primary and secondary education, Mackay has set up upstanding campuses in Guinea and Port Porto. Each campus is expected to expand and eventually become a constituent college for Mackay University. Gender and affirmative action. Your Excellency initiated gender affirmative action policy while you were chancellor of this university. This has borne immense fruit. For example, female admissions have increased from 25% in 1990-91, and at the 60th graduation ceremony last year, females constituted 60% of all graduates. Sustain this momentum, the University Council launched the Mackay University Female Scholarship Foundation, using a high-profile dinner gala at the Serena Hotel on the 20th of November. The Right Honourable Prime Minister, Apollon Brandy, was our guest of honor. The launch was historic for 2 main reasons. A, it was an appreciation of the successful female scholarship initiative, supported by $4 million grant from the Carnegie Corporation of New York, which ended in June this year. This has enabled a total of 691 bright girls from advantaged backgrounds access to university education at Mackay. So far, 600 have graduated, and the remaining 91 are expected to graduate next year. B, it was in commemoration of 50 years of Africa's independence this year, 2010. The German mainstreaming leaders in the academic registrar department drew our attention to the double jeopardy of gender and regional disparities incurred by girls from Greater Northern Uganda, especially in accessing university education at Mackay. They reported that in the last 5 years, 56% of students admitted in Mackay University came from central region. 21% came from schools in western region. 16% came from schools in eastern region. And only 7% came from schools in northern Uganda or in northern region. Of course, the figure for Kampala is slightly exaggerated because it includes Kampala statistics. If they are removed, maybe the central region would not have a figure as high as 60%. But still, the central region is far ahead of all the other regions. Through Kanto, the gender mainstreaming division made a passionate appeal to the government of Uganda that beginning next academic year, government should establish affirmative opportunity scholarships at Mackay University for girls from Greater Northern Uganda, namely from the district of actually Lango, Karamoja, Church, and Westmore. Government should avail at least 1.5 billion from the PRDP budget, 1,160 girls of Greater Northern Uganda access university education at Makerere. I'm happy to report that the Prime Minister has acted promptly on this appeal and written the Vice Chancellor for up to the district leader of Greater Northern Uganda about to report. We appeal to you, Your Excellency, to give similar support in their capacity as President of Uganda. Since the PRDP is Your Excellency's brainchild, I'm confident that Makerere's appeal for scholarships of girls from Northern Uganda will receive your approval. I demonstrate that government kind of witnessed the acting Vice Chancellor who was here and his deputies assume office in November 2009 with a business plan on how best they would develop Makerere. I'm happy to note that these plans are being used to evaluate the talent management. They are also strategically improving our university. As a result, Makerere's ranking have improved from the current 13th in Africa Maybe I should put it another way. About 2 years ago, the ranking of Makerere University was 56th in the whole of Africa, half of North Africa, that is Egypt and some of the neighboring countries, and north of South Africa. Our ranking was around 56th. Now it has moved down to 13th, and I'm informed that if the new ranking comes up, Makerere will probably have come down below 10. May I therefore call for a quick finalization of amendment of the university and tertiary institution act so as to streamline tertiary and university management in Uganda. I'm about to finish. The Deposit Administration Plan, the LEAD Plan. The Council would also wish to thank Your Excellency for your timely intervention on the Deposit Administration Plan. That's DAP and NIC Plan, all the Makerere University staff. Your Excellency's involvement has led government assurances that Uganda 5 billion will be paid within 2 weeks and another promissory note will be issued for a similar amount, 5 billion. And I'm happy to report that the first tranche of 5 billion has been paid in 2 weeks. So I call upon all of you to give another round of applause to the President. If this intervention by the President had not been made, the exam chair will take place tomorrow, and the others have already started, will not have taken place. Therefore, the major achievement that we are sitting here is still doing the exam for the President for them to intervene. Corona and Katangala, West Kenyans is aware about the effort, but I cooperate with large dealers to grab Makerere University land for Fort, Party 4 and Party 6, from Prince Charles Bride, Corona, and Fort 397, and 401 in Katanga. You are aware of some of this, and we know that you are already taking the necessary action. We urge you, West Kenyans, to help us so that this land, which is highly confident he will recover and Makerere to be able to start using it for the environmental purposes. Now, in conclusion, I want to pay a personal tribute to Mr. Kabuta Museveni. statement is going to be read about him officially. Mine is just to say a few words in tribute to His Excellency the President, the way it was considered, whom I have known for 40 years and worked with for about 3 decades. My association with him, therefore, encompasses UN serving the president and UN serving the man. Thus, I can briefly identify a few multiple facets of UN serving. Certainly, the corruption of the Pan-Africanist, certainly the freedom fighter, certainly the reformer, certainly the transformer, and certainly the ideological and policy driver. Certainly, the revolutionary Pan-African. Museveni's writings on family theories of revolution were linked with his activities as the revolutionary Pan-African. This was in the context of African liberation from colonial and post-colonial forces. In the post-independent era, and equipped with the powers of the presidency, Yoweri Museveni translated those political ideas into practical measures and still doing so towards the achievement of political and economic integration of East Africa and eventual African unity. Museveni, the freedom fighter, apart from his participation as a young man in the liberation struggle in Southern Africa, especially in Mozambique, Museveni led a unique armed liberation struggle against forces of oppression in Uganda. The uniqueness of the 5-year Bush struggle was that it was wholly internally, without real bases, and initially without external military support. Museveni, the reformer. At the outset of the National Resistance Movement government in 1986, following the 5-year Bush War, Museveni stated, as the Vice Chancellor has already stated, that the NRM takeover of power signifies a fundamental change, and not the change of God. One of these, and not necessarily the most significant among them, has been the land reform that has defined a new legal basis of relationship between tenants and landlords. The third is the transformer. Among other things, Joel Museveni's vision was to lay the foundation for working towards the creation of a social economic order in which the middle class is the dominant force driving economic and social change, thus breaking the barriers that divide the developing countries and the developed world. Museveni's contention was that apart from creating a more prosperous society, a middle class dominated society will help to eliminate sectarian barriers which have dominated the voice of Uganda before and after independence. True to form, the monitor, daily monitor of Thursday this week, December, quoted, this year the government has unveiled a $54 trillion national development plan that is expected to transform Uganda from a peasant society to a middle income by the year 2015. This is a Herculean task. Finally, Museveni, the ideological policy driver. In the NRM movement and its successors, such as from NASA, UTM, and others, Yoweri Museveni has been the principal and main originator of the core ideas that have formed the basis of change, including constitutional reform. whether he was launching the Bush war, formation of a broad-based government, the creation of a non-party movement, the eventual creation of a multi-party system, and many others, during President Harris, to a large degree, been the absence of all that. But President has also been a persuader, so much so that even though some of his ideas were initially not popular or acceptable, he was always prepared to wait and persuade through avenues until the majority were brought on board. Personally, I have been privileged to have been associated with William Seven, the man during these momentous changes. I have especially found fulfillment for having been part of the struggle that has rescued Uganda from the brink of total destruction and has it into a new and prosperous nation. Today, Makerere University is privileged to be making this award, UN 7, a distinguished personality, not only as president, but as a man who has achieved so much and is still zealously striving to turn Uganda into a more prosperous nation. Congratulations, let's hear it when you are coming to support your honorary award. And together, we build for the future. I thank you.